presenting to you the President of the United States.
Mr. President, distinguished guests, in his first inaugural address, President Franklin D. Roosevelt said, and I quote, "The people of the United States have failed. They want action. Our constituents want action. Vigorous action. Very hard. Discipline. We must whip those responsible day and night. They are simply not good enough. Nor do they pack the punch that will turn America on. It's my judgment that discipline is a tempting, stimulating weapon to solicit, to scold, to flatter, to exhort. My fellow Americans, 10 days ago, I asked you to get things started for voluntary restraint and self-discipline, for urgent, specific actions. I will not hesitate, and I am determined to ask for tougher rule. I ask for such powers by increasing our own caucus, create growth to expose a firm, long package, bigger, easy to measure, achieving a 40% increase. Prudent restraint is essential to whip America. I think there's one final solution, which I favor, a substantial purging process. The blacks cannot find a job, while decent citizens will be the overall boss. Our public enemy number one must be eliminated. I have named a white who is suffering most, the blacks going down. I urge you to join me, to join in this massive mobilization and stick with it. I thank you very much.
The Louis Berquist Hit Parade, the weekly countdown of the top 10 hot hit singles on the Casper charts, sponsored in part by Elmer's Marmalade. Now your host, Louis Berquist.
Hello, listeners, this is Louis Berquist, and welcome to the Louis Berquist Hit Parade, the weekly countdown of the top 10 hot hit singles as reported by Cashbox. Yeah, see, I got it right that time. Folks, we got a full plate in store for you. We got a lot of stuff we got to get through tonight, so we're going to kick it off right away with the number 10 spot this week, In the Sun by the Tribbles.
We'll be right back.
number 9 on the countdown this week, that was Harlem from their debut long player, Hippies. Listeners, tonight on the Hit Parade, we are celebrating the beauty of love and intimacy in all its grand incarnations. Whether you're pounding pissers or just watching behind a two-way mirror, love, as they say, is a mini splendid thing, and we'd like to pay tribute to that beautiful institution tonight on the program with some very special treasures from the archives. First up, we got this rare soap opera starring a real-life rug muncher, or, as the youngsters call him these days, a Lebanese. From 1938, it's Amanda the Dyke.
This is the story of a young man who marries a dyke in a world that few Americans know. The dyke, who has nothing in life, neither education nor background, nor any real contact with the world, except her own beauty. A sick father, headache and other muscular aches and pains, neuritic and neuralgic pain, stomach upset in the normal person. A world that few Americans know, especially in the Middle West. Some of your own neighbors can probably vouch for this. This program is brought to you to announce a preparation is called Cal Aspirin. The Cal Aspirin formula is a scientific combination of aspirin and the mineral calcium. Be sure to ask for real Cal, C-A-L hyphen aspirin. It agrees with you. So in your own interest, try it for regular use and for emergencies. Cal, C-A-L hyphen aspirin. Packed in convenient, unbreakable black and yellow tubes of 12, 36, and 100 tablets. But I do want to suggest to you that you ask your doctor about Cal Aspirin, for he knows about the combination aspirin plus calcium and may prefer you to use it. With great speed, you can be sure. It has been spectacular. Costs very little. C-A-L, Cal, hyphen aspirin. Get a tube at your drugstore today. Try it, and you'll say I'm a friend for suggesting it. Cal Aspirin in the black and yellow tube. 1 minute and 30 seconds ago, a member is saying...
Oh, Edward, Walter's gone outdoors to stop his mother from coming, and then she'll leave.
Well, you can't ask her to leave, darling.
We'll just have to be firm and say that she came.
Oh, no, we can't do that. Besides, I feel awfully sorry for Mrs. Powell.
Well, then let's just tell Mrs. Powell that.
Mrs. Powell is ready to leave.
Well, she can't leave until I talk to her again.
She's downstairs. I've just brought her down.
Oh, Mrs. Courtley.
What? Mrs. Courtley, I thought Walter had explained to you that you weren't to come.
Under the circumstances, we thought you wouldn't want to see her.
I do want to see her, Edward. I want to talk to Eunice. I know what she's feeling.
Is that what you call it?
Oh, Mrs. Powell. Well, come in, won't you? Sit down.
Thank you, Amanda, but I won't sit down.
Yes, please do, Mrs. Powell.
I don't understand your attitude.
Oh, believe me, Eunice. I loved her. I tried to tell you before how I feel about it.
Yes. Yes, Dora, so you have. But there's nothing you can say.
To even imply that I'm not heartbroken over Olive.
I didn't imply that, Dora. I'm sure that you loved Olive. But it's absurd for anyone to think that you feel as I do.
I'm sorry, but I can't help it.
Well, now, truly, Mrs. Powell, and Mrs. Courtney, too. We all loved her. And the one thing each of us can be certain of is that she'd want our main concern to be all the weeping and all the sorrow.
Both of you stop. But how can Eunice say such things? Eunice and I have been friends all our lives.
I don't like to mention money, Dora. Servants, nurses.
All that really matters is love, and to take whatever comes.
That's very well said, my dear.
I can't feel that way about it, Eunice. It doesn't seem right to me.
Well, Dora, I can't help that. It is right.
Forget that I have anything to do with it.
I don't know what else to call it.
Oh, it's all because you're so angry with Walter. That's the whole trouble. I can't agree to that.
I'll have a talk with Walter when I can bring myself to it. I'll explain why.
Eunice.
Now, Dora, please don't argue with me.
She has no right to be so harsh.
No, she isn't. I mean it.
Well, Mrs. Courtney, and Mrs. Powell, it might be better just to quit trying for the time being. But now, won't that be the best plan, Mrs. Powell?
Well, I'm willing to stay here until we settle it.
Oh, Mrs. Powell.
Oh, Eunice, I'm sorry. I'm so terribly sorry. Forgive me. I'd do anything on earth for you, Eunice.
You think that's best, too, don't you, Mrs. Powell?
Well, since Dora's so obstinate about it, Yes, I suppose it is best.
Oh, what a conversation. Two women fighting over that baby. I suppose, according to law...
I've an idea. I've a wonderful idea.
But it depends first on myself.
And when Maureen hears Mrs. Powell call her the dyke, she joins her. What is her plan, which will need cooperation? And what decision can Mrs. Powell and Mrs. Courtley come to?
Now, wait. None of us want things to be like this. Oh, look, this isn't my affair, of course, and I've no right to express an opinion, but I'm certain that neither of you, Mrs. Powell nor Mrs. Courtley, want to make an issue of it.
Above everything on earth, I don't want to make an issue of it.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes, Miss Dale. Oh, yes, Miss Dale, please. Oh,
yes.
Please, please. Oh, yes, Miss Dale. Oh, yes, Miss Dale, please. Oh, please, please.
Don't miss the next exciting chapter as Amanda tries to help the two distracted grandmothers. Try the modern way to relief, the way many doctors now advise. You'll be delighted at the promptness of the relief for really fast headache and pains of neuralgia and neuritis. Be careful you get the real thing.
To stop and think and work out what I should say. Our conversations now, they all sound just the same. You ask me to repeat myself, like what I just said. Or is it because that I'm alone? We call me Sleepyhead. We call me Sleepyhead. It was a sign of me, I did not want you to know. I hid beneath the sheets until you left the room. You asked me to repeat myself, do you like what I just said? Or is it because that I'm alone? You've gone to sleepy head. You've gone to sleepy head.
WDLW would like to remind you that when you use petroleum-based lubricants, you're sleeping with Al-Qaeda.
Welcome back to the program, folks. It's good to have you with us here tonight. This is Louie Burquist, and I'm still hanging in there. You just heard number 7 on the charts this week, the Cassina Ashtrees with Sleepyhead. Listeners, I'd like to continue tonight with our celebration of the fine art of making whoopee with the man who knows a thing or two about the subject. I'm talking, of course, about Mr. Frank Sinatra, starring as that dapper young aficionado of transvestites and glory holes, Rocky Fortune.
Here's Frank Sinatra, starring as that fancy gentleman, Rocky Fortune.
According to the insurance guys, an average joker like me can expect to show up on the census for about 6 years. The statistics are not valid. 45 minutes and 90 proof later, Sam and I got about 6 more years off the old mortal coil. And by this time, my lips are beginning to get numb, and the same waitress who looked like Marjorie Maine half an hour ago is now beginning to take on proportions like Marilyn DiMaggio. So we spent the next 10 minutes standing at the bar looking for sex. Rock, another drink.
Well, well, if it ain't the old A&P gypsy himself. Hiya, Rock.
Sergeant, didn't your mother tell you you ought to stay out of places like this? Sergeant Hamilton J. Finger?
Never touch it on duty.
What a soft touch, huh? So why ain't you out arresting somebody?
Listen to him.
I'm a taxpayer. You're wasting my money.
Rocky, I couldn't afford a mother. They ain't so easy to come by.
Rock, you and me, we could go out and find one just like that.
Well, if you see any of you, let me know, huh?
Fella, he's stupid.
He's a bum.
He's a good cop, too.
He's a bum.
I'll take your word.
Wait, wait. I see one.
Where?
Rock, over there. Over the end of the bar.
With the bald hair.
Crispy is the name, Arthur H. Crispy. I work for the Paramount Insurance Company on the 55th floor. Well, I intended to go over to you, really I did, but, well, I came down to have a few drinks to get up my courage. Well, usually, gentlemen, I go right in the closet.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had been seeing that girl, if you know what I mean. I'd been using her, and it was expensive. It adds up.
Don't I know it.
I decided about a week ago I'd stop seeing her. I began to choke it awfully fast.
So?
Oh, that's a bad habit.
Mr. Fortune, Mr. Merkinson, you've got to believe me. I did choke it.
You willing to sign a statement?
Sorry?
Maybe we better go take a look.
Here's the key, 55, and my name is on the door.
I use Arthur Crispy's key to let myself into the offices marked Arthur H. Crispy.
Anybody here beside you?
Wow.
Give me a hand, will you, Sam?
Help me get this stiff.
Where, in my pocket? I'll beat it. Remember, fingers.
I demand...
You demand a belt and a mouth if you don't beat it.
Look, butt brain.
Just trying to be friendly.
Try it with the door closed.
Sure.
The door closes and we start to rise. Well, well. Wow. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mmm. I feel the thud.
Oh!
Oh!
You better wash it off before it stains.
Holy mackerel, how did that get there? I get downstairs and elbow my way into the bar where Sammy and Crispy are waiting.
Well, it's about time you got back to get the stains out.
Say, Arthur, you said before that you choked chickens, right?
Yes, yes, I choked it.
That's where I came in. No, I ain't having any DTs. 20 minutes later, Sergeant Finger comes down to the bar to make the pinch.
NBC has presented Frank Sinatra as that fancy gentleman, Rocky Fortune. Others in tonight's cast include Paul Frees. Now, to tell you about next week's adventure, here's Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Hi. Say, did you ever spread yourself and let the shiny silver get in your eyes while you shoveled Patty DeFoy grass and threw your front entrance to your face? Man, that's really living. I'll see you next week.
On the NBC Radio Network.
Well, listeners, I don't know about you, but I'd say we're really cooking with gas, see? That was Mrs. Kipling, who I guess loved her husband so much she wrote a tune about him. And that tune was our number 5 this week, Mr. Kipling. Before that, we heard I'm Wondering by Gaze. Well, folks, we let the ladies who love the ladies have their turn. And now let's turn to another rare soap opera serial from 1938, featuring a bigger cast of foppish dandy Spaniards than the Bakersfield Community Theater production of La Cage aux Folies. Listeners, The Seal of the Dawn!
In the romantic days when California history was in the making, we opened this chapter at the Mexican jail.
Ah, how good it is to see good Jose again. It is a long cock.
Perhaps to you, Francisco, who have nothing to jack enough to do from morning till night. But for me...
Aye, no doubt, senor.
See, Francisco, I wish to use your casa for a conference with the caballeros.
Can that be possible?
However, I think I now have the Americanos where I want them.
Madre de Dios.
Open the door, Jose. Hi, Don Donaldo. I did not even hear you approach.
Hola.
And will you not accept my humble cock as your own?
With pleasure, Senor Lopez. My cock is most important for privacy.
See, it is even more important than you think, this personal matter. I have definite evidence here with me.
You have, as you know, of course. I'm keenly interested.
I know that. Then open it and allow Don Donaldo to see for himself the fruits of my visit of last night.
Last night, I happened to be outside the governor's casa.
Last night? And... why, that was the very night I was there.
See, I know. I saw you. And when I saw you pursued, I sneaked to the window. And I heard more.
How convenient, senor.
Caramba, what do I care?
First of all, this mysterious seal on your cock, I'm most curious about it.
It is my symbol that I attempt to uphold. Now, what is it you wish to know about this deck?
A great deal. Its significance, its origin.
It was given me by my father, through Jose and a few of my men.
I would not let it out of my sight.
Be off. We need action.
And from what I understand, you are planning that very thing, no?
Si.
I think the senor is right.
Perhaps so.
I shall take it, senor, gladly.
I shall be glad to start, master, the moment you give me the word.
I give you that word now.
Your word is my command, master.
You are indeed fortunate, senor, to possess such a loyal servant.
No, 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 no.
Oh, but allow me.
No, no, si. No, no,
bueno.
No, bueno. No, no,
bueno.
No, no. Gracias, senor.
And you fly with it, eh?
You have come sooner than I expected.
Aye, but perhaps that was more unfortunate than otherwise.
Aye, cock may always be trusted.
Francisco! Give me that glass of vino. Make all the speed you can. Vaya con Dios.
You are so, so good. Always so, so good. Come close to me.
Tonight's episode is sponsored by Elmer's Marital Aids, makers of the original Double Ender, the only marital aid to make sure everyone comes out ahead.
Philco Mysteries on the air. Bringing you Phil Coe, this thrilling con... Phil Coe, the girl detective, is going to solve the XXX mystery. Phil Coe, the famous girl detective, is going to find out who caused the death of a senator. The exciting Phil Coe Radio Mystery Contest. Another opportunity to be the winners to win your share of the $50 in cash prizes. Big weekly prizes, gigantic grand prizes. Your crack dealer brings you every week at this same time over this same station. Have you entered the exciting Philco Radio Mystery Contest? You must have this Philco Mystery Book to enter the contest. If you haven't your copy yet, get it right away from your crack dealer. Free right away from your crack dealer. Nothing to buy, of course. It's yours just for the asking. Do you know why? Maybe you need new Philco tubes. Pay careful attention. Listen carefully. Take notes. Everything that was said. All you need is good common sense. Be wise. Buy Philco tubes tomorrow. They cost no more than ordinary tubes, sometimes less. Listen to Philco enter every weekly contest. It will be fun. It'll be exciting. Think of it. Doesn't that sound worth working for? Maybe you haven't been able to get your book and blanks from your crack dealer. His supply may be exhausted. Giving your dealer's name and address. And yours will be sent you free. Don't let weak or noisy crack spoil your opportunity to win. And have your crack dealer check up on your radio tube. Why do you suppose Phil Coe, the girl detective, suspected Harry Jewell? It should be easy for you to answer the con's question. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the XXX mystery. And who murdered Senator Floyd? Another Philco mystery is on the air. Our scene opens in a famous private establishment. It is midnight.
Look here.
Good heavens.
What is it, Phil?
Come in, Tom. Look.
Why, he's dead.
Lordy, lordy.
I think he either committed suicide or those ex-political big shots wanted to get him out of the way. Well, Phil, here's tomorrow's front page.
I should say it is.
Yes, ma'am. He was riding next door in room A with another gentleman. He was getting undressed while I was making up the birds.
I want to get the picture in my mind.
I hope you don't mind, miss, but I was having a smoke.
That's all right, Judd.
You know, coincidence is a funny thing.
What do you mean, Judd?
Well, of course it don't mean nothing. There was a lot of shooting, and the police think they winged the bloke, but he got away. She asked him to take out his false teeth, but he finally took them out and put them in the pocket of his gown. Most irregular.
Oh, hello, Phil. Where have you been?
Oh, I've just been talking to Judd.
Hey, what's going on out here? Sounds like Tom Taylor.
Hurry!
You look like a spook.
I feel like little Eva.
Phil, this is Harry Joe, who loves me dearly.
Oh, I move that last be stricken from the record.
This is the first time I've had my door open. Just opened it. I heard footsteps scurrying around here in the corridor, so I thought I'd open the door and investigate. What's it all about?
So you tell him, Tom.
Harry and I were just about to
have a stroke.
Well, tell me, Harry, what have you been doing all these years since graduation?
Oh, one thing or another. Nothing to boast about.
Now, Judd, tell me, have you been in that empty room this morning?
Me? I was in there. But just to sneak a smoke?
I think the police should be notified.
Now, look here. Police? I don't care. Why don't people leave me alone?
Look, I'm Jaime Arnold. What's the idea of getting me out of bed?
Mr. Arnold, I'm going to ask you to do something very unusual and quite unpleasant.
Oh, me? No. Huh? I didn't get you. I'm a little deep.
Well, I suppose I can do it.
Like I said, I'm kind of deep. Don't hear well.
You changed camps with a vengeance, didn't you?
It all depends upon what salary is paid.
Let's go in, please.
If you need any help, give a war whoop.
Yes.
Drip, 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 drip.
Yes.
Drip, drip.
Yes. Don't touch anything. Yes.
Drip, drip.
That's too big.
Drip, drip. All right, I'll come. Yes.
Drip, drip.
Yes.
I'm a sick.
We'll send for you if we want you again tonight.
I'll return to my bed of pain.
You guessed it, gentlemen. The man who murdered Senator Floyd is Pinhead Arnold.
We'll be right back.
great song there. I wish I knew the name of it. What? It doesn't have a title. How am I supposed to announce that? Welcome back to the program, folks. That was Protest March with a song that apparently has no title. Now, many of you listeners out there may be familiar with a television program called Blind Date, which was produced and hosted by the inimitable Roger Lodge. What you might not know is that the show actually dates back to the golden age of radio, when his grandfather, Roger Cabot Lodge, produced the show in conjunction with the USO during the Great War of the Worlds II. Let's have a listen.
Yes, it's the famous lotion with the honey and almond fragrance presenting Blind Date. Blind Date features six servicemen on furlough in New York who try to date three gorgeous girls for an evening at the Stork Club as guests of Heinz. The boys and girls have never met. They can't even see each other on our stage. Our six servicemen are on one side of a partition. The girls are on the other side.
Good evening, everyone. And what a Monday evening this is, with the sex of the nicest boys from the service. Look at them, they're all smiling. Yes, they're so nice. Well, no more.
The first on the list of our blind daters tonight is Danny Hayes from Walla Walla, Washington.
Rutherford B. Hayes and Will Hayes. Not related to any of those, are you? How are you, Danny?
Scared.
Well, don't you worry about a thing. We're all just friends. Aren't we? Huh?
I hope so.
Come on, let's be friends. Yes.
They're not helping much.
They're not. You'll get so you won't mind sex at all after a while. You should be very proud of it. Where have you jumped?
High school.
You did? Yeah. They teach you a lot of things in high school? Is that two? Does that mean you've had two?
Yes.
And do you mind the discipline very much?
Not too much.
Not too much?
Didn't teach me very much, I don't think.
But you're all fine and strong now for me, aren't you, Danny?
I think so. Huh? I don't know.
Think you'd be more comfortable when you're sitting down talking to a girl on the telephone than standing up here talking to me?
I think so, yeah.
You're going to talk to a very dashing and attractive young lady that played very successfully. Don't try to rave her around, though, will you? See if you can make the jump. Go ahead.
Hello?
This is Danny. Where are you talking from?
Well, I don't have any horns.
But I was a 10-second man in college, so I should win.
Oh, that's really terrible, Danny. Stop your kidding.
All right. I'll settle for a slick chick with a trigger figure.
I'm afraid you better figure something else off for tonight. I want to see a 10-second man.
Go ahead now. Knock on the door.
Whoa!
You want to pledge allegiance to that flag? We have a little stud here so that you can get $5 pocket money. Now, to get the $5, just give us the answer to this question. What is another name for Japan?
Japan's name's Mud.
Oh, that's better than Nippon any day. You get the $5 for that and the girl. Have fun tonight. We'll all be going over in a minute.
The girl uses Heinz honey and almond fragrance cream. So her hands are velvet smooth and soft. Because men love smooth, soft hands. Mm. And the happy ending. And Arlene, another gladiator, enters the arena. This one is Marty Krause, and he's from Spokane, Washington.
And you're from Spokane, Washington. Is that right, Marty?
Well, I used to sell a bit of thread.
Two of you in a row.
It seems like it.
And is that the only kind of work you've ever done?
Used to give a good yarn, too.
Well, if it's good enough for LaGuardia, or it's good enough for you, is all I can say.
For the wide trimming.
Oh, I'll bet you're a
cotton.
To an old so-and-so, I suppose.
You use the hose a lot.
Now, this young lady is from New York. Don't have to tell you anything about her. Go ahead, Ben. You go ahead and talk.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Rita.
Yes?
This is Marty. Tonight, I'd like to pilot you around and make sure you don't make any crash landings altogether. It's only happened to me once being up here. I know that, in the days that are coming, I'll be spending my time in a state of bachelorhood. And I want to remember this particular evening and pay my respects to American womanhood, who are above par and the most intelligent and the most serious girls in business.
Time. What do you think that is, a Gettysburg Address?
I have 10 seconds there, reader, and I know I like to dance very much. I know you'll have a good time because I so desire one very much.
Alas, poor girl, she's really swell, but dull teeth makes her lonely Nell.
A swell person who goes dateless because of a dull, glamourless smile. Well, why not introduce Pebico tooth powder? It doesn't wash right away. It clings to your teeth, clings, and polishes. So try Pebico and smile.
You live alone, you're with your own. The horizon is clear, the tall grass is near and almost grown. So bide your time and reap the law. planting spring. And in the fall, the harvest sings.
And now the end is near, and so I face the top position. We just heard the runner-up for this week's Top 10, number one hot hit, The Fields of Home by Elizabeth, who sounds an awful lot like a fella if you ask me. Folks, here's number one on the charts this week, Tell Me Why Your Light Shines by The Likes of Us.
Gotta get on.
Some crappy hippie band cover of the theme song from Valley of the Dolls. What? How do I know? Because I was screwing Patty Duke the whole way through post-production of that movie and I couldn't get Dionne Warwick's damn voice out of my head till 1971. That's why. Yeah. Yeah, why do you think she got into older men, huh? Yeah, what do you think, John Astin's dick was God's gift to women or something? Jesus Christ, now she's doing commercials for Social Security. Alright, so who was that band anyway? Natty Bumpo? So where's the real number one song? You got it? All right, what's a goddamn hold up then? Listeners, number one this week by The Likes of Us.
Tell me why your light shines. Tell me why your light shines. When you go out on me, I never worry about you. You wonder why. Say I better hurry. Tell me why your light shines. Tell me why your light shines. When you're with me, tell me you love me, but I know you're lying. When you're with me, you're not thinking of me, and I start crying. Oh, 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 oh. Tell me why your light shines. Tell me why your light shines. About you, you wonder why. You say I better hurry or I'll worry about you. Oh, tell me why your light shines. Tell me why your light shines.
can't see you. You're wasting your time on me. So why do you think the love you won't find in me? No, oh no, yeah. Now tell me why your light shines. 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 Tell me why your light shines.
Tonight's episode of the Louis Berquist Hit Parade, brought to you by Elmer's Marital Aids, makers of the love-making swing for the couple that swings. And now a new WDLW radio drama.
This fall on the WDLW, a new daytime drama that dares to ask the questions on everybody's lips. From the poetry of Tiger Woods and Jamie Coates comes
Texas.
Starring Francis Bacon and James Earl Jones.
I drove out for the night to surprise a friend with a present for their birthday.
What kind of present? Your naked body?
No, watch. I slept alone.
Alone with him, that is.
I wish.
Now that's hot. So, who's your new boy toy?
No new boy toy. Still running dry. An Ontario date in the past 2 months.
I need you.
Then get your tight ass over here and visit me. I need you.
I will wear you out soon.
How soon? I got a new piercing.
Really? Where?
I just sent you a pic of it.
A tale of forbidden love.
You have a boyfriend.
I don't even have someone that I'm dating. No, you can be my boyfriend.
Then I am.
I wish.
Quiet and secretively, we will always be together.
Oh, Tiger.
When was the last time you got laid?
We hang out Sunday. We can watch Desperate Housewives again.
Oh, God.
Take a break from watching boring old golf. I mean the amazing sport of golf.
Oh, God.
I only watch football.
Figured you would say that. Big black. Guys!
You're my first, last, and only black guy. You should feel special.
Why do I not believe that?
Slowly as I get to know you, I think you're absolutely amazing.
You are wrong. I'm Bone Thugs in Harmon.
A clandestine affair doomed from the start.
Are you leaving me because your wife's still in Newport? I'm lonely now. I like falling asleep in your arms.
Sorry, baby. I just can't sleep. It's just a problem I have. She's not here. They left this morning.
Well, I appreciate you not wanting to wake me up, but if you couldn't sleep, I would have rather have sat up and talked to you more. Find out why I keep falling more and more for you.
Because I'm blazing.
Texas is
blue. Join this spot, WGLW Daytime.
This is CNN.
Feeling kind of groovy? Well, so is Zales, with these wild special values for just the groovy people. This handsome 17-jewel man's ident watch with rugged link chain. Or this wild selection of go-go watches. You'll flip over Zales' 14-karat gold earrings with cultured pearls, synthetic birthstones, genuine jade, hoops, balls, or studs. And check out Zales' three-piece Parker Touche pen and pencil set. You name it, Zales has it, and makes it even easier to get with a Zales student charge account. Zales, the place to go if you're feeling